you educate one of them, he'll come back home, go off down here to the brush and live on gray squirrels and cornbread. That's all I have seen.
It's like the Negroes in some of the housing developments down in Dallas. They take them out of the slums and they put them in these housing developments, and it's 6 months before they feel at home because it's too neat.
Yeah, that's right. It's not what they want.
No.
No.
Go out there and put some newspapers in the front yard and stomp down the grass.
My wife is 5/8 Cherokee, and her brother married a woman that's quite a bit Indian. And their little boy spent the week with us last week. And he fell off the bed.
No.
During the night, and it didn't wake him. The next morning got up, he's laying there on the floor rolled up in a blanket. So we kid him last time he's here about being an Indian, he wouldn't sleep on the bed, he'd sleep on the floor.
Well, what did you use to get your water from the well?
We used a rope and a pulley and a bucket. Usually it was a dug well. There wasn't any particular about water. I remember occasionally we would own a bucket especially made for an open well. It was a heavy made bucket. And
wooden or metal?
No, it was metal. It was possibly a 2 gallon or maybe a 10 quart size. And the bales came up this way and over.
Oh.
And they extended out to protect it. From the rocky sides, the bale would hit before the bucket would, and it would last longer. But then occasionally we would have just a 10 quart water.
I didn't know about that. I didn't know they had special buckets for
wells. Yes, they did, for open, or dug wells, we call them. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of dug wells in this country.
What did you use for milking?
We didn't have a special milk pail. They were available, but we bought lard, referred to as shortening today, in 8 or 10 pound bucket container. And generally that was used. Back in the days when I was a boy, a cow that gave 1.5 gallon or 2 gallon milk a day was a good milk cow. She was a dandy. I owned one it's been 18 years ago, I owned one that gave 7 gallons a day.
Hmm.
There's lots of those. But back then, what we referred to as strippers, they didn't give much milk.
Mm-hmm. Had to work at them.
Well, we would milk 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. Of course, we didn't use all the milk, but we used most of it. And then that's another thing that I always remember Mother for. She never sold a neighbor a drop of milk. She'd give it to them. She wouldn't sell it to them.
Oh.
She wouldn't sell it to them. But she'd give it to them. And she wouldn't pour any out if she had a neighbor that could use it. And I know there's been time after time that she'd send George or I over and ask them if they wanted the milk. She wouldn't send the milk because she might offend them. And if they wanted milk, come over and bring a pail and get it. But she never did sell milk to her neighbors. To me, of course, I'm sure all people feel the same way about their mothers. Mine was an ideal mother. She was. She taught us, if we all lived by the way she taught, it'd be a wonderful world to live in.
What did you do with your table scraps?
Well, we put those in what we referred to as a slop bucket.